Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the Sapiens International Corporation third quarter 2017 results conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. A brief question and answer session will follow the formal presentation. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded November 9th, 2017. It is now my pleasure to introduce your host, Mrs. Yaffa Cohen-Ifrah, Sapiens CMO and Head of Corporate Communications. Thank you, Mrs. Cohen. You may now begin.
Thank you, and good day, everyone. Our quarterly earnings release was issued before the market opened this morning, and it has been posted on the company's website at www.sapiens.com. Representing the company today are Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO, and Roni Giladi, our CFO. Before we start, I would like to remind everyone that this conference call may contain projections or other forward-looking statements, and the safe harbor provisions in the press release issued today also apply to the content of the call. Sapiens expressly disclaims any obligation to update or revise any of these forward-looking statements, whether because of future events, new information, a change in its view or expectations, or otherwise. Also, during the course of today's call, we will refer to non-GAAP financial measures. A reconciliation schedule showing GAAP versus non-GAAP results have been provided in our press release issued before the market opened this morning. A replay of this call will be available after the call on our investor relations section of the company's website or via the website link, which appeared in the earnings release that we published today. I will turn the call over to Roni Al-Dor, President and CEO. Roni?
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining the call today. I'm very pleased with the results of the third quarter and would like to thank our global team for their hard work. We show solid improvement evidenced by solid revenue growth of 30.8%, improvement in operational profit, and increased net income. We are very pleased with progress we have made integrating Stone River. As I mentioned in our previous call, to date, we have fully merged each Stone River division with Spear division at Sapiens. We also merged all of our U.S. P&C activities into one group. As of now, all of our corporate function and back office operation are fully integrated. We have also merged each of our sales and marketing organization of Stone River and Sapiens into one organization, while adding account manager to support and growth of our business in the existing clients. I would add that with our organic growth and Stone River acquisition, we're much different company than we were just 2 years ago. Our employee base grew from 1,500 employees to more than 2,500 across the globe. We are proud to now have over 400 insurance companies that partner with Sapiens for success. Today, Sapiens is positioned as a leading innovating software solution provider, offering end-to-end solution to global insurance industry while creating greater value for our customer and shareholders. On the deal front, during the quarter, we are pleased to go live with Budget Direct Insurance in Singapore, who can now offer customizable policies critical for a digital-led insurance business, along with flexibility to quickly release new tailored products. Also, last week, we announced that RLI, an Illinois-based specialty P&C insurer, select our Stone River billing system to consolidate its current billing systems. The billing system will be deployed in cloud for even greater efficiency. We are working closely with our customer and prospects to make sure we address their current and future business needs. At our global client conference recently held in Portugal, we hosted over 120 participants from 11 countries. We talk in detail about Sapiens' sense of urgency, constantly improvement our business to deliver leading solution for the mission-critical needs of our market. The agenda include a range of speakers that provide the audience with variety of insights into Sapiens, people and product, as well as industry hot topics. Our customers shared multiple case studies and various panels, we discussed the changing trends in the insurance market with customers and Sapiens experts. Insurance carriers are migrating legacy systems, maintaining regulatory requirements, and managing complex products. We must be there and support their journey. In our client conference, we emphasize on our commitment to bring our customer best technologies, solutions, processes, and methodologies that will help them to embrace the change. We continue to move faster, but also closer to our customer. Today, we have multiple offices that are located close to our customers. Recently, we have opened three new offices in Nordic region, South Africa, and Turkey to enhance our local presence and support our local customers. We also have established several centers of excellence, which help us at the back office accelerate product development and offer a mix of new capabilities and cost models. With the rise of the mobile connected consumer, the growing penetration of new technologies, consumer expectations are evolving and businesses are responding. The insurance industry is undergoing its biggest revolution in the decades, transforming the way they deliver services to their customers. They need new products that are flexible, personal tailored, and supported by systems and processes to meet the growing demand for the on-demand information and mobile application. This means we must keep on moving, because if we don't, we will fall behind. Sapiens is moving fast to support these changes by adopting new technology and improving best practice and engagement. Our mission is to embrace innovation to enable the insurance carrier to transform their businesses. We are investing in new products to complement our core offering and entering new services model to give customer more flexibility. In order to meet our customer transformation and digital journey, we have aligned the way that we operate globally. Our core division, Life and Annuity and P&C, are now enhanced with corporate-level CTO and product strategy. On top of that, we have established a new division that is focused on digital offering that will provide digital products and services across all Sapiens. In addition, we create a product strategy function that is responsible for the go-to-market strategy and product innovation across all of our insurance product portfolio globally and work closely with the product, sales and marketing, client relationship team to build and communicate our unique product value proposition while maximizing synergies across products. I'm pleased to announce that Sapiens was selected as one of the five leaders in Gartner Magic Quadrant for life insurance policy administration system in Europe. The initial pool of 50 vendors across Europe was based on categories ranging from product development and maintenance, digital accelerators, and vendor viability and success. This recognition represents the investment we have made in Sapiens Alice, one of our flagship solutions, and to service Europe in an area of strategic importance to us. In summary, this quarter, we posted solid revenue gains of double-digit growth driven by a mix of organic growth and acquisition of Stone River. Due to cost-saving initiatives and the progress on the integration of Stone River, we improved operating margin to 12.4% and remain on track to achieve our goal for the year. As a technology and solution provider focused on the insurance market, we remain committed to bring our carrier customers to the best technology, solution, process, and methodologies. And we will continue to make investment in both R&D and product development to deepen in our core products and services offerings. We see substantial opportunity to continue organic growth with both current and new customers, and we pursue additional growth through acquisitions where it makes business sense for new products, new market, and even new partners who can bring us more customers. I would like now to turn the call over to Sapiens CFO Roni Giladi to discuss our financial results and outlook for 2017.
Thank you, Roni, and good morning, everyone. Our third quarter results showed a significant operating profit and margin improvement we have made compared to the second and the first quarter of this year. Revenue in the third quarter totaled $73.9 million, up 30.8% from the third quarter of 2016, mainly due to incremental revenue from Stone River and our organic growth. If we analyze our organic growth this quarter, excluding the impact of the lost revenue due to the halt of the development project and excluding the non-core revenue that we decided to de-emphasize in APAC, our organic growth rate this quarter would have been approximately 16%. If we analyze this organic growth on a constant currency basis, our organic growth rate this quarter would have been slightly less at 14.5%. This quarter, the euro and the shekel strengthened compared to last year, affecting positively our revenue. Moving to our geographic breakdown, our revenue in North America represents 44% of our total revenue, as compared to 35% in the same period of last year, reflecting the Stone River acquisition. The U.K. revenue was 14.7%, and the rest of Europe and South Africa were 33% of total revenue. As anticipated, APAC revenues declined following our strategic decision to de-emphasize non-core revenue in that region, and we continue to anticipate decrease in the coming quarters. Moving to gross profit. Gross profit this quarter totaled $30.3 million, compared to $23.6 million in Q3 of last year, and $26.4 million in Q2 of 2017. Our gross margin this quarter was 41%, down from 41.8% in the third quarter of last year, and up from 38.2% in the prior quarter. The increase in gross profit dollar versus last year was mainly due to Stone River consolidation and the impact of our restructuring program. On a constant exchange rate, gross margin this quarter would have been higher by approximately 100 basis points, reaching 42%, and similar to the third quarter of 2016. The Israeli shekel had a negative effect this quarter on our gross and operating margin. Moving to operational costs. Our investment in R&D and SG&A increased during the third quarter. R&D expenses in the third quarter of 2017 totaled $9.8 million, compared to $5.8 million in the third quarter of 2016, and $10.8 million in the prior quarter. The increase in R&D expenses this quarter compared to the same period in the prior year was the result of the full quarter contribution of Stone River. The reduction in R&D compared to prior quarter was mainly due to the planned completion of the elevated investment in Allis capabilities and efficiencies. SG&A expenses totaled $11.4 million, compared to $10.4 million in the third quarter of last year, and $12.4 million in the prior quarter. The increase versus last year was primarily due to the full quarter contribution from Stone River. The decrease compared to previous quarter was due to the progress we are making on reducing SG&A for the combined entity as we progress on the executing against our integration plan and realizing synergies. As we discussed in our previous call, we have fully integrated all of Stone River corporate function and back office operations with Sapiens, and we are now operating as one cohesive company. Our operating income totaled $9.1 million, or 12.4% operating margin, compared to $7.3 million, or 13% in the third quarter of 2016, and $3.2 million, or 4.7% operating margin in the second quarter of 2017. The improvement in operating margin compared to the prior quarter is primarily due to restructuring and cost-saving initiatives we implemented in prior quarters that included synergies and integration between Sapiens and Stone River division, reduction of R&D investment following the completion of the development effort for the ALIS Group capabilities, alignment of the sales and marketing organization of Stone River and Sapiens, integration of all of our corporate function and back office operation, including IT, finance, legal, HR, and purchasing, and the beginning of offshore program with Sapiens capability to drive additional efficiencies in Stone River. If you assume a constant exchange rate during the period, our operating margin would have been approximately 160 basis points higher, reflecting 14% operating margin compared to 12.4% reported margin. Our adjusted EBITDA this quarter totaled $10.1 million, reflecting 13.7% of total revenue for the quarter. And again, if you assume a constant exchange rate during the period, our EBITDA margin would have been approximately 15.3%. Financial expenses this quarter totaled $863,000, compared to financial income of $225,000 in the third quarter of 2016. The increase in financial expenses is mainly due to expenses related to our hedging and interest expenses on the bank loan and debentures. I would like to note that the bank loan was repaid on September with proceeds from the recent Israeli debt offering. Tax expenses this quarter were $2 million, representing an effective non-GAAP tax rate of about 24%. Following our acquisition of Stone River, our tax rate is expected to increase to the level of 25%. Net income for the quarter was $6.3 million, or 13 cents per diluted share, compared to $6 million, or 12 cents per diluted share in the third quarter of last year, and $1.9 million, or 4 cents per diluted shares in the prior quarter. I would like to note that we did not complete yet the de-emphasize of our non-core activities in APAC. We expect to complete it by end of year. As I said in the previous call, initially, we anticipated total restructuring costs to be up to $5 million. In the second quarter, we reported $3.9 million restructuring costs, and the remaining balance will be recorded during Q4 of this year. Turning to our balance sheet. During the quarter, we completed an Israeli public offering in which we raised $70.1 million of Series B debentures offering. The debentures are listed for trading on Tel Aviv Stock Exchange and bear effective interest rate at an annual rate of 3.7%, with the semi-annual interest payments commencing in January 2018 and annual principal payments commencing in January 2019, to be made through the maturity date of January 1, 2026. The offering was part of our continuous effort to optimize our balance sheet and capital structure. Our goal with the offering was to strengthen our balance sheet to provide additional working capital to support our customer development needs and to continue to pursue M&A business opportunities we see ahead. We used a portion of the funds to repay the existing bank loan. As of September 30th, we had cash and cash equivalents of $80.5 million and total debt of $78.2 million after paying the $38 million debt. The accumulated GAAP operating cash flow this quarter totaled $5.1 million compared to $24 million in Q3 of 2016. The main reason for the decrease in cash flow was the GAAP operational loss in the first half due to the halt of the development project and the restructuring plan. I would like to turn now to our guidance for 2017. We are maintaining our guidance for 2017 full-year revenue of $265 to $275 million on a non-GAAP basis, which we now expect to be on the higher end. We are also maintaining expectation for a full-year operating profit margin between 9%-10% on a non-GAAP basis, which will be on the lower end of our guidance. We continue with our efficiency and improvement program and expect to continue our trend of operating margin improvement with higher Q4 margin compared to Q3. I would like now to turn the call back to Roni Al-Dor for closing comments. Roni?
Thank you, Roni. Overall, we delivered double-digit growth for quarter. We remain very excited about the acquisition of StoneRiver and its contribution to our overall businesses and addressable market opportunity. Our businesses remain strong, and customer demand for our product and services remain high. We are confident that we will continue to deliver growth in 2017. I would like now to turn the call over to the operator for Q&A. Operator, please call for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Please ask your question in a loud and clear voice. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. I repeat, if you have a question, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for your questions. First question is from Justin Furby of William Blair. Please go ahead.
Hey, guys. Thanks for the question and a nice quarter. I guess maybe to start, Roni G, in terms of when we start to think about next year and the different puts and takes around growth, can you give us a sense, there's a lot of headwinds and moving pieces this year. When we look out to 2018, what we should be thinking about? It sounds like APAC, the headwinds start to go away, and I want to make sure I heard that right. But what about the retirement business, and what about, if you think about StoneRiver and as you anniversary it next Q2, what kind of normalized growth rate do you think that will drive in the near term? And then I've got a couple follow-ups. Thanks.
Hi, Justin. Thank you for the question. If we analyze the growth of Sapiens, we'd like to look at this as two angles, the Sapiens, the original Sapiens, and StoneRiver. We all the time maintain about 15% general organic growth quarter-over-quarter. If we analyze this quarter on a constant currency basis without MassMutual, our biggest customer, and APAC dissolution, we are talking about 14.5% organic growth. We expect to continue this growth at that level to next year. StoneRiver, as we mentioned, was a company that was in decline mode, and our target this year was to stabilize this organization. We are on track of doing this, and as we speak, we are increasing investment in sales and account management in order to build pipeline for next year. We expect to start to grow with StoneRiver only in the second half of 2018. So if we do an analysis on these two trends on an overall basis, we're expecting to grow overall at the rate of 10%, but we'll provide guidance much more accurate at the beginning of 2018.
Got it. So 10% growth is what the reported growth is, a framework for next year. Is that right?
The framework, but we'll give a guidance, accurate guidance into next year. The answer is yes.
Perfect, thanks. And then, Roni Al-Dor, in terms of the P&C versus the life insurance market, P&C has been a bigger growth driver for you. Is that still the case? Were there any changes that you noticed quarter over quarter in terms of pipeline? And can you sort of talk to, now that you've got through this investment on the Alice business, are you seeing signs of success or incremental pipeline build from that? Thanks.
Yes, hi. As you mentioned, our P&C demand is still very high, mainly in Europe, what we call rest of the world.
We are seeing more customer, more prospect. It was very successful customer event. Many potential customers also came. So we have a lot of visiting our site, so, and the reference is very good. So so the demand is high. In terms of our life business is not as good as our PNC. We have a few prospects. We are doing much better in the U.S. Stone River part. We did the organizational change. We put a lot of effort. We hope to start to see the fruits of all of this investment in the 2018.
Got it. And then on the organizational changes, can you just walk through what happens to the people, the sales reps themselves? Is there a lot of account transition and a lot of change next year, and do you expect that to be disruptive?
Yes, we did a few organizational change. One, we brought a new manager for our decision business, and one replacement for our life business. We promote from the company. We just opened a new division for digital, and we also build a strategic product strategic manager. That's more internal. On the sales, we add more account manager, more sales. We replace part of them. This is again, we start from the beginning of the year, so we will hope to start to see the fruits again in 2018.
Got it. And then maybe lastly, any update on the MassMutual and what you look to do with that IP? Thanks.
We are, as we mentioned, we decided not to put any investment after MassMutual. So right now we have two alternatives, or in sometimes in the future to continue and to sell it, or to find a good buyer.
Got it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Avishai Cantor of Cowen. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi. Thank you so much for taking my question. So my first question, again, is on the demand environment. So insurance clients are now probably in the process of finalizing their budgets for 2018. And I know you spoke about a little bit, but can you speak maybe about specific top priorities, investment areas for insurance for your clients? And the breakdown between PNC and life for 2018, what do you see right now?
Yes, everybody in the insurance now talking about the digital, digital transformation, digital to try to be more close to their customer, and this is the very hot topic. In order to do it, they need to invest also on all the front end analytics and so on, but they need also to replace their back office system in order to support the digital. So what we see in the market is two phase. One to replace the core system, but second to invest in all the digital area. In terms of life, we see more closed book opportunity runoff. There is less demand for life, and we see more demand for the PNC carrier.
Okay. And then you mentioned 10% initial target for 2018 in terms of revenue growth. What's the range between organic and non-organic? What's factored in that number?
We are, Avishai, this is Roni G. We are basically talking about organic growth over here.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh yeah. I have one more follow-up question. Any feedback from clients on all the organizational changes which you have been doing, and specific, you know, some changes within sales? Any initial feedback from clients?
Initially, it's very positive, both from our life and the decision, as well as the account manager.
and everything around the digital, again, people are very happy that we build one digital. We put one investment for all of our product line. They want to see us as a glue for all of it. We saw it also in the conference. Everything around the strategic, we are putting a lot of investment with the analysts. We did it in the past, but right now we improve and we are become more and more closer. We are doing a lot of analysts day of meeting and brainstorm with them. So a lot of activity around our sales and marketing as well. So the overall is positive.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
If there are any additional questions, please press star one. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star two. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. There are no further questions at this time. Before I ask Mr. Al-Dor to go ahead with his closing statement, I would like to remind participants that a replay of this call is scheduled to begin in 2 hours. In the U.S., please call 1-888-295-2634. In Israel, please call 03-925-5927, and internationally, please call 972-3925-5927. Mr. Al-Dor, would you like to make your concluding statement?
Yes, thank you for you, and thank you for all the participants and joining us today. Have a good day.
Thank you. This concludes the Sapiens International Corporation third quarter 2017 results conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.